This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. We made our big Clusterfest announcement at 7.30. You can get the full lineup at Clusterfest.com. It's happening June 21st through the 23rd at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium and at Civic Center Plaza. 3 days of comedy, music, and more comedy. And it's brought to you by Comedy Central. So some of the people starring Patton Oswalt, Leslie Jones, Sinbad, The Roots, Craig Robinson's going to be there, and also John Mulaney, one of the headliners. We have a little bit of him right now. That's a good one. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of 3-day tickets to Comedy Central's Clusterfest. That gets you into all the shows.
Yeah.
3-day passes for caller number 9-800-400-3697. It's a big deal, man. Check it out. I wanted to quickly mention again that Alex Trebek has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. It's horrible news. Anybody, as everyone who's ever had someone in their life with pancreatic cancer knows, there's not a whole lot of coming back from that.
And as it was pointed out to me last night at dinner, stage 4, any cancer, is hard to come back from.
You know, and the thing, they say it's really hard to diagnose. So oftentimes with pancreatic cancer, it's so far gone by the time they realize what's happening to you that it's just too late. If they could catch it at stage 1, you might have a chance.
Well, yeah, he's a guy with means. It's not like he doesn't have a doctor and
absolutely.
He couldn't get in there and didn't have the money to cover the copay or whatever.
Right.
Like, he's got everything that you could hope for to
absolutely.
Help keep you from being in that position.
Yep.
And the way it goes, I guess.
Was at stage 4 by the time they caught it. And, you know, lucky for him, he'll be able to get the very best in health care as well. So I hope it all works out for him. They say about 3% of people who are diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer are still alive 5 years later. So, you know, our thoughts and hopes and best wishes to Alex Trebek. He's got a great sense of humor about it. He was even saying, he goes, well, contractually, I have to do 3 more years of the show. So if you could, you know, send me your good thoughts. And he's going to try to keep working. He's saying he's going to keep working. As Vinny pointed out earlier, he hasn't had any chemo yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see about that.
That doesn't mean I'm pessimistic or against him. I just feel like,
do what you got to do, sir.
Do you really want to go do a TV show if you're miserable?
You know, though, I bet you there are people who are like, it's the one thing that helps me forget that I'm going through
this. He's probably happiest doing
well
that.
But if he's physically
right
ill,
that'll kick your ass, that chemo.
That's where you just, I mean, anyway, whatever. I wish him
it's
the
not
best,
a good time
for sure.
So do I. All right, I have an email here. This is from Maria. Thank you. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sending this email because it's too long for text. I get to listen only until 7 a.m. today, so hoping you'll cover Survivor before then. We're not, but we are going to use your email as a jumping off point because it's very well put together. WTF is with people not looking around when they're talking. First on Big Brother with Tamar. This was a great scene in Celebrity Big Brother where Natalie and Lolo come walking into the room doing a final two dance and talking about how everyone else sucks and they're the final two. And then they look over and there's Tamar on the bed going, uh-huh, go on. You were saying final two? What? She's laying right there on the bed. Look around before you start talking. And then last night, Joe, who is one of the returning players, there's 4 returning players this season. And so Joe's, he's not behind anything except for the girl who's talking. They're in the ocean, walking among the shallows.
Wide beach, no shadows,
nothing. And he's not 10 feet away. And he's crouched down, looking for shellfish or something for them to eat for lunch. And she's talking about how we gotta get rid of Joe. You know, we gotta.
Yeah, she's
that's,
caught.
You know, we gotta these returning players. They've had their chance. Let's get them out.
What I'm surprised by, and I give him credit, and maybe I just didn't understand how the scene played out because it is edited and we don't always see everything. But he could have exploded. He could have easily overreacted to that situation. Like, I'm right here. What, are you kidding me? So instead, he plays it like he didn't hear it.
Right. He's like, oh, what are you guys saying?
Yeah.
And then because he knows he is on the outs. Like,
right.
It's him.
And it's smart because overreacting would only make it worse for him.
Right.
So he let her off the hook and that shows gameplay.
Yeah.
Because your emotions could easily have taken over in that moment.
Right.
Easily.
Well, and he knows that what she was saying is true, that he and Aubrey, although they're not together, they are seen as a pair because they're the returning players. They have only one person who's sort of aligned with them, and I think it's because she used to love Joe on whatever season he was on. And he did it right, but no one's open to working with him because they're six strong on their side, so they can vote him out whenever they want to. But probably he'll make it a few more weeks because they certainly need his strength and challenges if they want to keep on winning. So then this person says, so, and what's with the guy facing her who can clearly see Joe but gives no heads up, not even a hand signal, like.
Wow.
So Maria goes on to say in this email she sent, and when will this scenario stop being a thing? Number one, so that's the plan, but don't tell that one guy. Number two, next shot. I'm just going to go tell that one guy. Surely it will be okay. Number three, tribal vote gets the guy out who had the plan. When is that going to stop happening? She's so right. Like, stop telling people.
I don't. The guy they vote, and spoiler alert, I don't want to. I won't. I'm trying not to, but I just said the guy, so there's a hint. Oh. The guy that got voted out last night was good.
He was great.
If I were in their shoes, I would not have gone that route because you want to win at this point. And he was the guy that got them the chickens.
Yes.
He did by himself.
Yes.
No help.
I 100%
boom.
Four
agree shots.
With you.
Boom. One, two, three, four. Let's
chickens.
Go eat.
Right. Let's go kill some
like,
chickens.
And then you throw that guy? To me, that's weird play.
Well, it's just... I feel that it's not, you're just not looking at the long game because there's going to be tribe change. We actually found out in the previews that there's about to be, spoiler alert.
I didn't see the previews.
Oh, really?
Go ahead.
Spoiler alert, they're going to split the two tribes into three separate tribes.
Oh, good.
Someone's not even going to have a home base.
So
a shake-up.
A shake-up is coming. And then there's still, now there's three people over on an island that we didn't even see yesterday. Like, we saw it in the very beginning.
Right.
And then it went away.
And then they don't show them. They've been kicked off the show. So I guess rightfully we see them sort of, there they are, and then that's it. Also in the previews, another spoiler alert, the girl who has the thing with the chickens, even though she eats meat, she let the chickens go.
She didn't. So she's done.
Don't ask
me. So she clearly knew, I'm losing this game, I'm going to go out with a bang.
But then suddenly there's this shakeup. So maybe she goes on a team where they don't know that she just freed the chickens. I don't know. I love Survivor.
There's
so
going
to
be people after her. The person whose belly didn't get chicken or eggs mm-hmm. is going to be...
Oh, I'm going to kill you.
They're going to be after her.
Yep. All right. So then, anyway, I would like to say thank you to Maria. She brought up a couple of just excellent points, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that
show's
you didn't get
really
to hear
good.
Us talking about it.
Really, really good.
What about the local dude?
Not a non-factor so
okay.
far.
Which is his best move.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Laying low.
I actually wondered, first of all, they showed a humongous wave. And some whales and stuff. I love some of the photography that they do. I immediately thought, I'm like, oh, look, Vinny is looking at that wave.
Oh,
I wish I was on that wave.
I need to be in Fiji right now.
I know. I want to go to Fiji so bad and just lay face down in the water with my flippers on and a snorkel just all day. I just want to cook my back
oh,
and look at the...
speaking of being in the water, the boy that got the boot also swam that whole... He was the best swimmer, too.
Best swimmer. He's got the best aim. He seems so nice. Poor thing. Well, he'll have a chance to battle back into the game. It sounds like the
people who were going to be on exile. I mean, he wasn't framed, but I mean, they definitely set him up.
I was surprised, actually. He wasn't framed. He framed himself. I was actually surprised that they decided, that's it, we're turning on that guy. I was...
Well, and it wasn't they, War Dog, or whatever that dude's name is, that's the guy.
Yep.
He just flipped it and went, let's get rid of that guy.
Meanwhile, that guy went to him to tell him because he felt such loyalty to him.
They were friends.
War Dog, yeah. Dan.
He's in New Yorker.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of good... It's a good cast this year. Not too late. We're only three episodes in. You could easily catch up.
Thanks.
I'll let you guys catch me up.
Shoot.
Stop. We don't need the...
Peanut Gallery.
Peanut Gallery over there.
Oh, Hooman.
What about Yuzette? She joined in, too.
No, I was asking Yuzette. You don't
Vint and Bryn jumping in with his mind and his eyes. Eye rolling.
What? What?
Speaking of Bryn.
You can't even see me, dude.
Bryn is
I have X-ray vision.
Obsessed with these three little Filipino boys called TNT. Like, I'm telling you.
So we played them last week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, tell me about it. And we played them at my house yesterday. No, like 20 freaking videos. And he will not let it go. And anytime you're alone with him, it's all he wants to talk about.
Shut up,
you
Sarah.
Shut up.
Oh, my God,
we talk about
Bryn.
So many other things. And this is part of our work. So I'm like, Sarah, I'm trying to keep you up to date with what's hip, okay?
What is hip?
Just to let you know.
I'm not looking to be on the cutting edge. So anyway.
Fetch.
Fetch? Fetch?
Yeah, he's kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, back
don't
to
try
these.
To make that happen.
Yeah, exactly.
The TNT boys are on a show called The World's Best. It airs after Survivor. And it's the one where I think the judges are like RuPaul, Drew Barrymore, that blonde-headed country singer lady. It's real pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then James Corden is the host, I think.
He is, yes.
Sort of wheels everybody out.
Is it Faith Hill?
Faith Hill. That is who it is. So I don't know... I haven't watched this show, but Bryn is clearly a gigantic fan of it. But it's because of these TNT boys, so he was just devastated this morning.
I'm actually a fan of the show, but I don't watch it all the time. It's too late.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised you don't watch it because it's right after Survivor.
Why was he devastated?
He's just because the TNT boys, he goes, and then, of course, he has all these theories, so and I'm trapped in the room here with him, so he's telling me all about it.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it's all about song choice. You know, the song they did, they sounded great. It was good. It was a very pleasant song. But it just didn't have any highs and any lows. I'm like, oh, my God, where's my phone? Let me just find something else to read. So.
Is that how you feel?
No. Yes. Yes, it is.
I will walk out of the room right now if you
prefer
Oh,
my God.
That.
You're such a baby. All right. So the TNT boys.
Trying not to cuss right now.
This is how people are getting into the finals. This was this was their chance to make
I keep
it.
Missing all of this. I don't know. I'm in the
well,
same room with you
because
guys.
Because he does it when
See,
you
no,
you leave and then he's
it.
All, "Hey Sarah, let's talk about right, the TNT boys. I have so many thoughts and feelings about this."
We're in either one of two rooms, which is Studio A or Studio B.
Or so, the office. You brought him up in the office as well.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere I go, there you are bringing
well,
him
somebody
up.
There. Nobody else has heard me sitting here talking about and obsessing over whatever.
You know what? My mistake was that I was like, yeah, they're really good. That's what it is. Isn't it the first time you should
have? Oh, you
like,
encouraged like, it.
Yeah, I should have just been like, yeah, they're fine.
Shut up. You know what you
away.
Said to me? You go, can you please send me that link so I can show it to John?
And I did show it to John. It was really neat.
But you asked for it.
Yeah, after I saw the one thing.
Because you liked it.
But then I didn't realize that it was going to become this thing.
Well, I thought that since you liked it, you know, if somebody likes something, the same way you do for Vinny, you go, oh, here's a story for Vinny because he loves Metallica, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, she loved that band too, didn't you?
Yes.
Where are we headed
so
here?
Good. I feel like a hostage.
Run for it, man. I want to. So the TNT
really
boys. The TNT boys. Who are these? And they are very talented. Three uh-huh. young. Are they even 10 years old?
I don't know.
Ask Bryn. He knows all about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, Bryn, are
I
they?
Don't know that stuff. Hold on.
All right. So I don't know how old they are, but they're very, very young. And this is not their first music competition. They were on some show in the Philippines where mm-hmm. they were competing separately. And then, I don't know, I guess the host said, you guys should just all be in it together. So, of course, he showed me video of that,
they
too.
They were on some show called Your Face Sounds Familiar, Kids.
Well, isn't that how we got the most recent boy band?
One Direction.
Yeah.
I believe that was on Britain's Got Talent. Oh, X Factor England.
Mm-hmm.
And they wound up putting them together. A lot of bands have actually started. Wasn't Fifth Harmony kind of the same deal? Like put together on one of those shows or?
Possibly.
Ask Bryn.
A lot of those bands are.
He only knows about the TNT boys. He loves them. How old are the kids?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, really? Never mind.
Oh, give boy.
Me okay. Give me a second. All right.
I figured you pulled up there.
You really hyped this up.
Which is so funny because, you know, and then this morning he's like, oh, they fell short last night on the World's Best. You know, I was thinking we could play them and then play the band that
I'm
beat them.
To be proactive
and then I'll print
you
out,
know,
I'm going to print out a story for you so we make sure that we talk about this. I'm like, okay.
I did not. Damn.
Really? Which part of that didn't you do?
Well, I proud.
Hey, listen, it's great. You are obsessed with them.
I'm not obsessed.
Oh,
obsessed
my God.
Is a strong word. You can't, I mean, I like them a lot. Obsessed?
All right. So
you know
let's
what? Sure,
hear.
I do love them. They're great. You want to hear them?
I want to hear them.
After all that, yeah.
Is it going to shut you two up?
You know what she said? She goes, I probably won't get to it. And I said, okay, fine. So I you know, it was...
I didn't have it ready.
It?
You didn't pull it.
I have it right here. I'm about to stream it, like on the fly, because we do it live. Here it is.
I don't know this song.
I think it's from Pitch Perfect.
I've never heard it.
Am I crazy?
I don't recall it at all.
Yes.
This is a Jesse J song.
Oh,
okay. So
it's called
not...
Flashlight.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They
so,
are.
But
great.
They got beaten out by a group called Naturally 7. Which is, so I guess there's different categories on this World's Best thing. Like, I don't know, they have like the jiu-jitsu category where they're breaking boards.
Those
and then there's
taekwondo.
Like, okay.
Jiu-jitsu,
people who swing from the ceiling, whatever. People who swing from the ceiling on things, that's one of the categories. People who play with fire is one of the categories. And then there's like the singing.
I feel like today's like an improv show. You're just making stuff up as you go along.
And
right?
Then there's the singing category. Well, you're the one who's watched the show. I don't know.
So I see their ages as 12, 13, and 14.
Oh, they're that old?
Uh-huh.
They
do look very young.
Very young. Like, I thought they were 8-year-olds. Mm. So they lost out to Naturally 7. So after hearing that, this is the band that beat them, and you tell me, is this the World's Best? Because they won $50,000 just to go to the finals.
All right, here it is.
Okay. Oh, I love this song. I like the other guys better.
I do, too.
Yeah.
This guy, it's not effortless for him.
Well, they're older, and they had to do falsetto, you know, with full-grown man area.
What'd you just say?
Wait for the real acapella. Here it is, right here.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Not as good as the other kids,
I know,
though.
I love the kids so much.
Well, my point, why did the kids lose?
My point was that song choice.
Right.
Because those kids can wail, you know?
I think that you might have something there. Because
a lot of people are saying that it is from Pitch Perfect, that song.
Oh,
is this song that they're doing right now, Bryn, a remake?
That one? Right there?
Yeah.
That one, Lights Will Shine You Home? That's a Coldplay tune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He wrote it for Gwyneth Paltrow after her father died. Yeah. It's a really touching song.
It is, yeah.
It's the only Coldplay song I really love.
Is that right?
Yeah, I love that song. Me and John sing that song.
Oh, you do? Mm.
That one, Lights, we'll
Yeah, it's a pretty song.
Yeah, it's really pretty. So anyway, that band. How many people in that? It must be 7. Naturally 7.
See if I can get a wide shot.
Seem like a lot of dudes on stage. Anyway, they're very talented. And Vinny, I was saying that, you know, another remarkable thing about the TNT band is that I do not believe they speak English.
I'm not sure if they do.
Because they were on that, she was showing me one of the million videos he showed me of them.
Yeah.
They're all just speaking.
One of the million.
What is the Filipino?
Why can't I think of the Filipino language right now?
I can't
Tagalog.
Either. What is it?
Tagalog.
Okay, Tagalog.
Why do I think it's Tagalong? I don't
know. Well, Tagalong is close. Tagalong.
Is that how you spell it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was actually asking what the Filipino language is. So they're on some talk show, and they're all just the woman's talking to them in whatever the Filipino language is, and they're answering in that language, and then they start singing, and they're singing in English. So I don't know how much English they know.
Tagalog.
Anyway, unfortunately, the TNT boys are out.
Yeah.
And we are out of time. I can't tell you about the Mad About You revival happening on yet another streaming thing that we're all going to have to pay for.
Oh, really? Mm. No, thanks.
I know.
You have to do that?
No, Spectrum Originals, some new streaming platform they've got. And I think they think that Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt are going to put them on the map with a revival of Mad About You. What's coming up, Vinny?
Oh, I'm almost there.
What are you almost there
at? I'm almost there. Hold on.
What are we looking for?
The Filipino language. Oh, Tagalog.
No, that's Tagala.
How did you say it?
Tagala.
Tagalog.
Tagalog.
But
T-A-G-A-L-O-G.
Let's call it Tagalog.
Let's call it Tagalog.
There's so many Filipinos, they're not going to like us that we call it Tagalog.
Well, no, we call it Tagalong.
Like okay, let's call it Tagalog.
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 Tagalog?
Half a man.
That's what someone said.
Half a man.
No, Eric.
Okay, we're taking a break. We'll be back. You're such a baby. All right. So, the TNT boys.
Trying not to cuss right now.
This is how people are getting into the finals. This was their chance to make.
I keep missing all of this. I don't know. I'm in the same room with you
because
guys.
Because he does it when you leave, exactly, and then he's all, "Hey, Sarah, let's talk about the TNT boys. I have so many thoughts and feelings about this."
We're in either one of two rooms, which is Studio A or Studio B.
Or the office. You brought him up in the office as well.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere I go, there you are bringing him
up. Somebody there. Nobody else has heard me sitting here talking about and obsessing over whatever.
You know what? My mistake was that I was like, yeah, they're really good. That's what it is. Isn't it the first time you shut up?
Oh, you
like,
encouraged like, it.
Yeah, I should have just been like, yeah, they're fine.
Shut up. You know what you said to me? You go, can you please send me that link so I can show it to John?
And I did show it to John. It was really neat.
But you asked for it.
Yeah, after I saw the one thing.
Because you liked it.
But then I didn't realize that it was going to become this thing.
Well, I thought that since you liked it, you know, if somebody likes something, the same way you do for Vinny, you go, oh, here's a story for Vinny because he loves Metallica, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, she loved that band too, didn't you?
Yes.
Where are we headed
so
here?
Good. I feel like a hostage.
Run for it, man. I want to. So the TNT really boys. The TNT boys. Who are these? And they are very talented. Three young. Are they even 10 years old?
I don't know.
Ask Bryn. He knows all about them.
Yeah, Bryn, are they?
I don't know that stuff. Hold on.
All right. So I don't know how old they are, but they're very, very young. And this is not their first music competition. They were on some show in the Philippines where they were competing separately. And then, I don't know, I guess the host said, you guys should just all be in it together. So, of course, he showed me video of that,
They
too,
were on some show called Your Face Sounds Familiar, Kids.
Wasn't that how we got the most recent boy band?
One Direction.
Yeah.
I believe that was on Britain's Got Talent. Oh, X Factor England.
Mm-hmm.
And they wound up putting them together. A lot of bands have actually started. Wasn't Fifth Harmony kind of the same deal? Like put together on one of those shows? Or
possibly.
Ask Bryn.
A lot of those bands are.
He only knows about the TNT boys. He loves them. How old are the kids?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, really? Never mind.
Oh, give boy.
Me a second. Give me a second. All right.
I figured you pulled up there.
You really hyped this up.
Which is so funny because, you know, and then this morning he's like, oh, they fell short last night on the World's Best. You know, I was thinking we could play them and then play the band that
I'm
beat them.
To be proactive
and then I'm going
to
print out a story for you so we make sure that we talk about this. I'm like, okay.
I did not. Damn.
Really? Which part of that didn't you do?
Well, I print.
Hey, listen, it's great. You are obsessed with them.
I'm not obsessed.
Oh,
obsessed
my God.
Is a strong word. You can't. I mean, I like them a lot. Obsessed?
All right. So
you know
let's
what? Sure,
hear.
I do love them. They're great. You want to hear them?
I want to hear.
I want to hear them.
After all that,
is it going to shut you two up?
You know what she said? She goes, I probably won't get to it. And I said, okay, fine. So I you know, it was.
You
I didn't have
it
ready.
It? You didn't pull it.
I have it right here. I'm about to stream it, like on the fly, because we do it live. Here it is.
I don't know this song.
I think it's from Pitch Perfect.
I've never heard it.
Am I crazy?
I don't recall it at all.
Yes.
This is a Jesse J song.
Oh,
okay. So
it's called
not...
Flashlight.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They
so,
are.
But
great.
They got beaten out by a group called Naturally 7. Which is, so I guess there's different categories on this World's Best thing. Like, I don't know, they have like the jiu-jitsu category where they're breaking boards. And
oh,
then there's
taekwondo.
Like, okay. People who swing from the
jiu-jitsu.
Ceiling. Whatever. People who swing from the ceiling on things. That's one of the categories. People who play with fire is one of the categories. And then there's like the singing.
I feel
singing.
Like today is like an improv show. You're just making stuff up as you go along.
And then there's the singing category. Well, you're the one who's watched the show. I don't know.
So I see their ages as 12, 13, and 14.
Oh, they're that old?
Uh-huh.
They
do look very young.
Very young. Like, I thought they were 8-year-olds. Mm. So they lost out to Naturally 7. So after hearing that, this is the band that beat them, and you tell me, is this the world's best? Because they won $50,000 just to go to the finals.
All right, here it is.
Okay. Oh, I love this song. I like the other guys better.
I do, too.
Yeah.
This guy, it's not effortless for him.
Well, they're older, and they had to do falsetto, you know, with full-grown man area.
What'd you just say?
Wait for the real acapella. Here it is, right here.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not as good as the other
I
kids,
know,
though.
I love the kids so much.
Why did the kids lose?
My point was that song choice.
Right.
Because those kids can wail, you know?
I think that you might have something there. Because
a lot of people are saying that it is from Pitch Perfect, that song.
Oh.
Is this song that they're doing right now, Bryn, a remake?
That one? Right there?
Yeah.
That one, Lights Will Shine You Home? That's a Coldplay tune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He wrote it for Gwyneth Paltrow after her father died. Yeah. It's a really touching song.
It is, yeah.
It's the only Coldplay song I really love.
Is that right?
Yeah. I love that song. Me and John sing that song all the time.
Oh, you do? Mm.
That one, Lights, we'll
Yeah, it's pretty slow.
Yeah, it's really pretty. So anyway, that band. How many people in that? It must be 7. Naturally 7.
See if I can get a wide shot.
Seem like a lot of dudes on stage. Anyway, they're very talented. And Vinny, I was saying that, you know, another remarkable thing about the TNT band is that I do not believe they speak English.
I'm not sure if they do.
Because they were on that, she was showing me one of the million videos he showed me of them. Yeah. They were all just speaking.
One of the million.
What is the Filipino?
Why can't I think of the Filipino language right now?
I can't
Tagalog.
Either. What is it?
Tagalog.
Okay, Tagalog.
Why do I think it's Tagalong? I don't know.
Well, Tagalong is close. Tagalong.
Is that how you spell it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was actually asking what the Filipino language is. So they're on some talk show, and they're all just trying. The woman's talking to them in whatever the Filipino language is, and they're answering in that language. And then they start singing, and they're singing in English. So I don't know what they're, how much English they know.
Tagalog.
Anyway, unfortunately, the TNT boys are out.
Yeah.
And we are out of time. I can't tell you about the Mad About You revival happening on yet another streaming thing that we're all going to have to pay for.
Oh, really? Mm. No, thanks.
I know.
You have to do that?
No, Spectrum Originals, some new streaming platform. They've got, and I think they think that Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt are going to put them on the map with a revival of Mad About You. What's coming up, Vinny?
Oh, I'm almost there.
What are you almost there at?
I'm almost there. Hold on.
What are we looking for?
The Filipino language. Oh, Tagalog.
No, that's Tagala.
How did you say it?
Tagala.
Tagalog.
Tagalog.
But
Tagalog.
Let's call it Tagalog.
Let's call it Tagalog.
Is the G silent?
There's so many Filipinos, they're not going to like us that we call it Tagalog.
Well, no, we call it Tagalong.
Like okay, let's call it Tagalog.
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 Tagalog?
Half a man.
That's what someone said.
Half a man.
No, Eric.
Okay, we're taking a break. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
I don't understand.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny.
You
Alice
need to tell me
show.
More.
Well, I just think I found I found something to replace my cigs with.
Your e-cig that went out of business.
Yeah.
And you were going to quit.
Yeah.
And just go to the chewing gum.
But I was looking through some emails that, and I have the chewing gum, but a lot of listeners wrote in and said, try this one. Mm-hmm. So I've been, as I've told you guys, I've tried a bunch of them, but I just tried this new one. I've ordered this new one, and it fits all the same. I can use my old batteries, and, they even said, we're happy to welcome V2.
Oh.
But
customers. Is the flavor going to be correct?
Well, that's the question, so... I'll let you know. Whatever. I'm bummed about it. You get something you like, and it just goes out of business.
Yep.
Like your favorite show getting canceled.
Game of Thrones. I loved my American Spirits.
I know.
that was my brand there at the end. Yeah. It's too bad.
You went out of business. They did.
Well, I quit, but I still, you know what? I think of it, about it all the time.
Do you really still think about it?
I would love.
Do you have dreams where you've like, oh no, I've smoked?
I never was a comfortable smoker in the sense that I have always felt guilty. I know it's bad for me. I know I smell.
Yep.
I know that girls don't want to kiss a guy who's got that in his mouth, you know, whatever.
Right.
And yet I loved it.
I know, it's the hardest thing.
I love sitting down and lighting up and just having my little thing.
It seemed like the only cigarette I ever enjoyed was the one I had when I stopped quitting. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, when you just
then
got
I'd
over
I'd go
it.
Right back to being totally guilty about it in every way, shape, or form. Mm.
Yeah, well, that's because you're killing yourself and there are people who are, you know, sick going, what are you doing?
Yeah, why would you do
you're
that?
You're throwing your life away?
Well, I am.
I would do anything
bitch,
for that life.
That's what it comes down to, you know?
Right.
So kids, don't do it because you think you will be the one person who doesn't get addicted. And guess what? You're wrong about that. Anywho, happy day. It's sunny in downtown San Francisco. I see clouds, but I mean, we're seeing rays of sun right now. And that is it's a welcome view out the window. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll make it even sunnier for you. Hawaii. Wouldn't you love to? Mm-hmm. We'll get someone qualified for a trip to Aulani at 9 o'clock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by our TV show on RadioAlice.com.
You're going to love it. It's a silent movie TV show.
It is a silent movie.
You are
going to
love our TV show on RadioAlice.com. It's spectacular. It really makes you feel like you're in the room with us.
Mm-hmm. Except that you can't hear us.
You
but
keep
we're working
that
on that.
Part.
Well, I don't want people to go there and think that's what it is. You know, and a lot of people are like, I can't get your sound working. Can you help me? We're like, no, we can't help anyone.
We
it's
can't
not
even
just
help
you.
Ourselves.
Yuzette, I have a before I get started, so go to RadioAlice.com. Before I get started, I wanted to ask you, you've had an ongoing saga at your house where it's been raining inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we think, although you said you stopped listening when your husband talks to you, so you're not sure when he tried to tell you what the problem was. Do you know now what the problem is? What broke that had it raining in your house? Do you know?
No, I'm not going to say.
Oh.
Because I went home yesterday and the ceiling was torn out. Oh, there was plastic everywhere. I didn't know how to get in because right as soon as I walk in the door, there's plastic in my face.
Oh.
And I was like, it scared me so much. And then I got through one end and then I couldn't get out where anything else was. And I can't hold on to anything because there's plastic on there.
Oh, my God.
So
that's a nightmare for you.
So it is a nightmare for me.
You just start going, help!
I wanted to. And thank goodness Alden walked me in.
Oh, so he was able to help.
Because I did, that plastic panicked me.
Right.
When I couldn't get out.
Well, everyone knows you're not supposed to, you know, walk into plastic. You don't put plastic over your head. Everybody
Jeez.
Knows.
So I will get back to you on that. What's your other question?
510 writes, Yuzette, what did you think about the last episode of True Detective? Don't give it away, but tell us,
I did not even see it.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet?
I haven't watched it because it's too loud at the house. And you know that, how low they talk and... It's always
yes.
so dark. It's
yep.
just, I'm like, I need to wait till there's nothing going on.
You are in the thick of it, but, you know, this
know.
Too shall pass.
It will. It's Absolutely.
You have actually an amazingly good attitude about it.
I have no choice, Sarah.
True dat.
Got to roll with it.
And I get to see your dog every day. I actually really love your dog.
Ellie Belly. She's around here somewhere.
She's so
Might
cute.
Might be at KCBS. I don't
All
know.
Right, let's do some stories then. So yesterday some news broke, and I don't have the story right in front of me, but it was everywhere yesterday, and I had a chance to read it. And, you know, I have a five-year-old and a six-month-old or something. She's like something around there,
mm-hmm.
five and a half. And so anybody who's ever had a kid, you're just worried about anything being wrong. And the story that broke was that a study says that... Autism in children may be related to something that happens to women while, like, extreme flu while pregnant or sepsis or other extreme circumstances that happen in the pregnancy change something about the child's brain
development.
And I was like, oh, my goodness, that is maybe they're making steps forward. And then I thought... and I hate to say it, but I had this little thought like, oh, well, then that didn't happen to us. Great news. Like, good. You want any positive sign you can get that, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to have a healthy run. And then I got home and the missus goes, did you read that, the autism study? And I said, yeah, I did. And she goes, well, you remember we went to the hospital, right? And I was like, what? She goes, I went to the hospital with the flu. Remember we were there all night?
You had forgotten it.
I'd complete, well,
well, you get, are you getting smiles and eye contact?
Yes.
Then you're all set.
Well, it's not even that. It's just the whole thing is so trippy. The process of having a child. The child's here now. It wouldn't mm-hmm. matter even if
no.
that were the case.
That would be your child.
It doesn't change anything about how I feel. It would only change how we go forward from here.
Mm-hmm.
But that study's out. And if you're interested in that, which I know autism is a big topic today.
Uh-huh.
It's on the internet. They did the study. It published it yesterday, so it's
is
around.
It like the Journal of Medicine or something?
Something
or?
Like that, yeah.
It's all over the place. Flu, sepsis, pneumonia during pregnancy increase autism risk.
Dramatically,
yeah.
Especially in boys. But it was a trip to read that. And then me, I'm thinking, oh, good news.
The percentage is 80%.
It puts the chances up.
Mothers infected during pregnancy had nearly an 80% elevated risk of having a child with autism.
Jesus.
Trip out on that, right?
It's crazy.
So that's out there if you're interested, and I know many are. So
get in your plastic bubble.
Come to my house.
Well, you know what? You know how we got the flu? Well, you probably don't remember. She was in a little fender bender. Someone hit the back of my car,
uh-huh.
the Mercedes.
I remember that.
So she was in a little fender bender. The hospital said, come check in, sit down. We're going to monitor the baby for a couple hours just to make sure you're good. And that's where she got the flu.
At the hospital.
At the hospital. So the next day, she was sick. And the next day, we ended up spending the whole night in the hospital uh-huh. with her throwing up and like oh. violently. I think I took the next day off.
I think you did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a day where we were in the hospital at 3 a.m.
God, I have only the vaguest memories of that. You didn't remember it at all.
I remember the accident. Yeah.
I cannot get in there today because I'm in the hospital mm-hmm. all night. Anyway. This next story was a huge national story. Some of you will remember. A homeless man and woman in a viral Good Samaritan story have pled guilty to federal charges.
Oh.
The premise to the story that went viral in 2017 was that a New Jersey resident, Kate McClure, ran out of gas on I-95 in Philly, and a homeless man, Johnny Bobbitt Jr., gave her his last $20 while she was stranded. In return, McClure, the woman, Kate, and her boyfriend, Mark, started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for Bobbitt to help this man down on his luck get back on his feet.
Right.
They wanted to pay it forward to the Good Samaritan who helped her while she was stuck on the dangerous streets of Philly late at night without anyone to help her. In reality, McClure never ran out of gas, and Bobbitt never spent his last $20 for her. They're saying that these two allegedly conspired to create a false story to obtain money from donors. McClure, 28, could face 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine after pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud.
Because they brought in a ton of money,
$400,000.
Right? And then it came to light because this guy's like, where's my money, bitch?
Mm-hmm. Right. He sued her.
Right.
Bobbitt is facing up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. He'll be sentenced at a later date, and she'll be sentenced on June 19th. What they're saying... So they brought in $400,000 or almost that. From crowdfunding. McClure and her partner transferred the funds to their bank account and bought a BMW, expensive handbags, and went on trips, including to casinos in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Nevada.
Way to blow through the money, too. Dick want a couple dingbats.
McClure transferred $25,000 from her bank account to Bobbitt's in December 2017. He also received another payment of $75,000, but he was like, I'm supposed to be getting a bigger cut of this.
I'm supposed to be getting all the money, according to the people who are making the donation, and you're not even giving me half of it.
Their story fell apart when Bobbitt, the homeless man, in quotes, sued them accusing them of withholding money that they raised on his behalf. And then the story started coming out, like, they bought him a motor home and let him live on their land. Mm-hmm. And because they were afraid he'd fall back into drug addiction, they didn't want to hand him the money. And then it all started unraveling from there.
Mm. And turns out they planned the whole damn thing. It's a pretty good plan if they could have kept it together. But what a couple of dingbats.
Criminals never can.
I know.
Well, you know, the guy asked for more money. You raise it, you know, like, you need to pay that guy.
Yep.
What did you think was going to happen when you said, no, I'm not giving you another penny?
I have to go to the BMW dealership now. Bye.
Yeah, he's watching you ride high.
Right.
Der.
Can you watch the house this weekend from your RV? We're going to go to Vegas.
You got it.
The jobs website, career cast. Oh.
Oh, what do we got here?
Humon's voice, everyone, is coming up. He'll be a man in full in a mere 25 minutes.
That's right. A man, a Humon in full.
All the men are going to be
the
here.
The movie's reviews. Yeah, a whole cast of reviewers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's a four-way. It's a coming glorious up. Four-way.
Anyway, the job website Career Cast puts out a list every year of the most stressful jobs in America. Soldier took the top spot again.
It does seem stressful.
Firefighter, airline pilot, police officer, broadcaster.
Broadcaster?
I didn't sneak that in. It's on there.
You're kidding me.
No.
Broadcaster?
Event coordinator, like promotions.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Promotions people are highly stressed.
They're under. They need, their job is to make sure that everything goes smoothly.
Right.
All the problems come right to them.
News reporter, public relations executive, senior corporate executive, and taxi driver. Are the most stressful jobs in America.
I am quite surprised by that.
The least stressful include hairstylist.
I would think that would be super stressful. People must flip out all the time.
You're not cutting it right.
I hate my
You're
hair.
You're hurting my scalp.
University professor.
Yeah.
Jeweler.
Oh, a jeweler. Oh, a jeweler.
Pharmacy tech.
Oh, really?
I need my drugs.
No!
Massage therapist.
I'd be a little stressed if I was a massage therapist. Is he going to ask me for that one thing I don't want to do because I'm not a hooker?
Oh, great. Robert Kraft is back, everybody.
Well, don't worry. He hands out hundreds when we're done.
Does he, though?
I'm going to need more than that for that.
He's a billionaire.
Does he, though?
They have him on video, handing her an extra.
Have you seen the video?
I haven't. I don't believe that the video has been released.
Well, you guys, though. I mean...
What?
You're practically,
you think I work at TMZ or something?
You're practically part of the Patriots organization.
Because we're Patriots people. No, I do not
I don't
believe
think it's been released.
That they're released. But there's...
Released.
Our text number is... Stop trying to make that happen. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Man, Sarah's really going at Bryn today, huh?
Yeah, she is.
That's from 408.
Yeah, poor Bryn.
Really hurt my feelings, so.
415 says, Sarah would be excellent at torturing people. She blames the victim for her continuing to punish them. Vinny, don't make me beat you up.
Would be
don't
great.
Make
she
me
is
do
great.
It.
She's doing it.
Yeah.
Not would be.
Oh, you poor dears. How do you ever handle it?
How do we handle it?
I don't know.
408 says,
poor things.
In quotes, I just want to go lay face down in the water. Sarah, how do you plan on breathing like that?
I said with a snorkel.
You said it.
I want a mask, a snorkel, fins. I don't even want a bathing suit. I just want to lay face down in the water.
Nice.
I
guess
I need,
finally.
I need to have some sunscreen, right?
Yeah.
Nice. You ever get one of those snorkeling sunburns where you're like, oh boy, I forgot about that one spot.
I love the newscaster on Survivor right now is just burned all along the top of his shoulders.
It looks so painful.
Sarah, you were right. It's from Pitch Perfect. It was Haley Steinfeld's character's original song, the one that the Magnificent Seven sang.
Yeah. What was the name of that band?
Seventh Harmony.
Yeah, something like that. You're
Naturally
right.
Seven.
Right.
Naturally Seven. Naturally.
Naturally Seven's been touring with Michael Bublé for years, says 408.
Well, they're right up there on the world's best.
707 says, I love Bryn. He's so adorable when he's passionate about something.
Thanks.
320 says, the tension in your studio this morning is thick.
I know,
yeah,
I love
you guys.
It.
You're it's making awkward. People uncomfortable.
Oh, stop it. It wasn't, I mean,
God, you guys.
It's not real.
You two. The Bryn two. And the Sarah.
Oh, you right, two. It's the two. You two right
no,
there.
Uh-uh.
The whole, I'll hold them down while you beat them up kind
yeah.
of thing, you see?
Oh, that doesn't count.
It doesn't.
That's fun and games.
Yeah. Well, so is the thing with Bryn.
Is it?
But Bryn got really mad about it because it's true, obviously.
Mm. Okay.
Right. Let's take a break. Back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.